Did your daddy let you drive? Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for joining us across the state of Michigan, including in Ann Arbor, where there's some issues with electric school buses, apparently. Colin Anderson has the story. He's a staff writer for the Washington Free Beacon. You can find more of his work over there at freebeacon.com. Colin, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Joe Biden spent $1 billion to get schools electric buses. This Michigan district says theirs hardly work. That's the story over at the Free Beacon's website. And that Michigan district is the Ann Arbor Public Schools. First, tell us a bit about electric school buses, where they are now, and what the Biden administration wants to do with them.
Sure. Well, you mentioned the $1 billion. That's at this point actually only the money that's gone out the door. The federal government has earmarked quite a larger number. I believe it's around $9 billion for both electric school and city buses, obviously with the idea of reducing carbon emissions. That was in the infrastructure bill that Joe Biden passed with the help of some Republicans, if you recall. And so about $1 billion of that money has gone out the door to get local school districts electric buses. As you mentioned, one thing that we found in Michigan and in other parts of the country is these school districts are having a lot of trouble getting those buses to work. And so oftentimes you will see charging issues. And so oftentimes these buses really aren't even on the road. And that's despite the fact that they are extremely, extremely expensive, both to purchase and to maintain. Sometimes we're talking as high as $1 million per bus, right around there. And yet in Ann Arbor, they're saying that there's hardly on the road. So it's certainly an issue from a taxpayer perspective.
Yeah, so I guess probably no surprise that Ann Arbor is among the earliest adopters of this sort of technology. But it was at a Board of Education meeting presentation at the Ann Arbor Public Schools. We find that there are some problems. What do they lay out? What have they experienced during the course of using these early electric school buses?
Yeah, so there are a couple of primary issues. Number one, the cost, not just that I mentioned, you know, upfront for the bus itself, but also from an infrastructure standpoint, right? You need sort of unique charging stations, charging ports for these buses, which is part of it. Ann Arbor and other school districts have tried to use technology that allows the buses, when they aren't being used, particularly in the summer, to sort of put power back into the grid. They haven't been able to get that technology to work. So that was one of their objectives with this program that's failed outright. Otherwise, it's just performance issues, really, that are keeping the buses off the road. And like I said, you know, it's something that we've seen as relatively common in not just school districts, but also cities across the country that are adopting electric buses, often from the same company. So, you know, in Philadelphia, for example, there are, you know, 25 school buses that they have, electric buses, that they're having to remove from the road because they can't charge them, they can't get them to work. It's just downtime. So those are probably the two biggest issues. I think what was most interesting about Ann Arbor is, you know, you mentioned the district presentation, and towards the end of it, the district official who kind of handles their environmental push, which I find interesting that that's sort of a position in the first place. He said that they're still planning to get more. And so it's something that hasn't turned them off yet, which is interesting.
Colin Anderson, staff writer for the Washington Free Beacon. Freebeacon.com has the story on these electric school buses. There's $9 billion for electric school buses in the recent infrastructure bill from President Biden. Governor Whitmer plans to create a $150 million electric school bus program in the 2024 state budget. In this presentation, it said they thought they'd pay about $50,000 for infrastructure upgrades, but paid $200,000, the Ann Arbor district did. As far as you know, is any of that money on the hook for Ann Arbor locally, or is it all through various federal state grants? Now, everyone pays at some point. It's all taxpayer dollars, but is that coming directly out of Ann Arbor coffers?
Sure. So I know that they did obtain the buses themselves through a state grant. So we're not talking federal money here, though it seems as if they're planning to tap into that going forward. So they did procure those buses with state money. Obviously, when you're talking about, you know, maintenance and sort of the general day-to-day of both charging and keeping up those buses, that's obviously a totally different story in terms of cost.
Now, there's also some questions about the Biden administration and their ties to one of these electric school bus makers, Proterra. What are those alleged or perhaps real ties, and should we be concerned about that?
Well, it was very interesting. When Joe Biden took office in 2021, his energy secretary that he named Jennifer Granholm, she took her post while she held genuinely millions of dollars. She reported up to $5 million in stock in Proterra, the company you mentioned, which is an electric bus company, the primary electric bus company in America. And so when we talk about electric buses that are having these sorts of problems, you can generally assume that it's going to be Proterra, although there are some other players. She held up to $5 million in the stock. She said that she would sell it eventually, and she did sell it eventually, but she did not sell it until the Biden administration held a number of events touting the company and pumping up their buses, including some that Granholm attended herself. They had virtual tours of Proterra factories, things of this nature. And this was ongoing, again, when she held millions of dollars worth of stock in the company that she eventually sold at quite a profit, particularly as the company was, getting all sorts of attention from the administration and from planned federal spending that would benefit the company and its financial standing. So it was a pretty stunning position for her to take, frankly. It was something that we were surprised that it didn't pick up more. She got some heat from it, certainly on the Hill. Mainstream outlets covered it every now and then, but it wasn't the sort of thing that got a ton of discussion, and that was surprising to me given what she was doing in terms of objectively benefiting the company that she had a financial stake in.
Colin Anderson, staff writer for the Washington Free Beacon. Find his work at freebeacon.com, including this piece on the electric school buses across the country and specifically over in Ann Arbor. Colin, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's Colin Anderson from Washington Free Beacon. It's the Steve Gruber Show.